And now, the Goldbergs. Molly Goldberg is reacting in the strangest kind of a way to the little problem that faces the Goldbergs. They have to move within a week now, away from the house they felt was their own for 5 years. The owner is taking over himself, and the owner is none other than Edward Wade, just released from state prison, a rather famous ex-promoter who ruined thousands of investors. The people in Lastonbury, ordinarily so kind and tolerant of others, feel that Wade isn't just a man who made a mistake, but a vicious and cold-blooded character, and they don't want him around. So Molly offered to let Wade stay in her house until the Goldbergs moved, but even this didn't soften Mr. Wade. He wants the Goldbergs out whether they can find a new house or not by the end of the lease term.
I'll find you both for you, David. Now, don't make any noise because Mr. Way is upstairs trying to rest. Monsieur Way, the dormir. K.O., K.O. Where are you going, David? All right. To go upstairs. Hello? Oh, hello, Martha. This is Rosie.
Uh-huh.
Well, my mother isn't home. They went to Tampa.
Uh-huh.
Sammy and my father, too.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I think my mother is going to look at that house tomorrow, Martha. No, Mr. Way won't let us stay one extra day. Well, you know my mother, Martha. Oh, is David's mother still at your house? All right, Martha. She just came in. All right. Bye. Hello, Mrs. Leland.
Where is David, Rosie?
He's playing upstairs.
Where's Mr. Wade?
He's upstairs trying to rest.
Oh, why doesn't David come down here and play so he won't disturb Mr. Wade?
Well, he won't disturb him.
Oh. What time will your mother and father be back, Rosie?
Well, right after the services, but that won't be until after sundown.
Why didn't you go, Rosie?
My mother didn't want you to be here alone.
Mama! Oh. Mama!
Je ne sais pas, David, il faut prendre soin de tes jouets toi-même.
Où sont Monsieur et Madame Goldberg?
Ils sont allés à l'église pour leur fête.
Quelle fête?
David wants to know what kind of a holy day today is.
The Day of Atonement. The day on which we confess our sins and ask for forgiveness.
C'est aujourd'hui la fête où il se confesse au bon Dieu et lui demande pardon de ses péchés.
Monsieur et Madame Goldberg sont bons. Ils sont très bons.
Mais oui.
Vois-tu, David? Je vous jure, devant ces murs, cet homme.
Oh, David!
Monsieur, qu'est-ce qui va raconter de faire une chose? Il ne faut pas faire ça. Oh non, David, je t'en prie. Oh, Rosie, who told the child?
What did he say?
He's playing prison guard in front of Mr. Way's room.
Who told David?
How does he know Mr. Way was in prison?
I don't know, Mrs. Lehman.
Oh, Dr. Taylor?
Hello?
I thought you were in New York. I thought you went back.
I did. I'm back again. Is anyone going to invite me in?
Oh, of course.
Oh, thank you. I didn't realize that.
Can you please stop walking up and down outside my door?
What's this?
I'll go up.
No, please, I'll go.
What is it?
Well, David is trying to play, and Mr. Way is trying to sleep.
Oh. Well, isn't that too bad for our sensitive friend, the ex-swindler? Huh? Oh, hello, David.
Et bonjour, docteur.
Bonjour, docteur.
Bonjour.
Rosie, venez jouer avec moi.
All right, viens, yeah, David. Nous irons dans ta chambre.
Oh, let him please keep quiet, Rosie. Please, Rosie.
Where's Mrs. Goldberg?
They've gone to the temple. This is a holy day for them.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Perhaps, come to think of it, I remembered and decided to come over here and keep you company. Do you need company?
No, but I like to have it.
Any old company?
Any good company.
Well, I'm good company, I have no doubt of it. have Goldberg found a new place yet?
Not that I know of.
Oh, but I suppose Mr. Way is giving them more time.
No.
No.
No. Not even after they took him in when no one else in Lastonbury would.
Lovely character.
Well, he's just been released from prison.
He shouldn't have gone there in the first place.
No matter what he did, he suffered for 3 years. Suffering isn't easy. It makes you change. It makes you despise the world.
Do you?
I try not to. And lately, now that I've found so many friends, I no longer feel the way I did. But Mr. Way has no friends.
How is it that we keep coming back to Mr. Way? I'm sure I'm not the one who keeps bringing it up.
Perhaps I am. I feel, Dr. Cater, that Mr. Way, like me, is just a little, well, not at home in the world.
Hmm?
I know what it is to be in prison.
What? Prison? You?
Oh, I don't mean a real prison. I mean the prison of poverty, which is just as bad as walls and stones and bars.
Oh.
So Mr. Way, too, and no matter how he is, I know it's the prison talking for him, not himself.
This place has lots of rooms. You'll have to make
noise. Now, don't go up. I'm sure they can't have been making so much noise. You see, we can't hear them.
They're not trying to sleep. Our room must be right next to his.
Must you pick your plate up right next to my room?
Oh, I'll be right down to the studio.
Now, please don't go.
I'll put David to bed. Viens, David, sans bruit.
Il faut que tu saches, David.
Il faut être un grave petit garçon. N'oublie pas que nous sommes des invités. Et que nous ne sommes pas chez nous, David.
Mais je ne fais pas de bruit. Maman, vraiment, j'ai peur. Oh, maman.
Doucement, David. Doucement, chérie.
Viens, David. Maman.
Oriane. You should never tell a child that he has no home.
I was just trying
to make him behave.
Yes.
But he was behaving. And even if he wasn't, you shouldn't make him feel insecure. You yourself just told me what insecurity did to you.
Oh, I didn't mean...
Oh, of course not. But you see, you can do just as much harm through ignorance as through willfulness. Hmm. Well, I suppose there's nothing else I can do except take a hand.
Take a hand?
Oh, certainly. You don't think I'm going to let you spoil your son's life just because you're not a psychologist. I am. I'm going to show you just how to bring up your son.
But...
I'll be up as often as I can to give you instructions. You don't mind, do you?
No, but...
I'm glad. I wouldn't want to be forcing myself into the habit of your life. It leads to resentment.
I've asked you a million times to be quiet.
I'll be right down.
Please, Doctor.
Spoil brat without any respect for anybody or anything.
What the devil are you raising your voice for?
I beg your pardon.
Well, don't take refuge in your dignity, Mr. Way, because you have none.
Oh,
I'm Dr. Cater. You may not have heard of me since you're more used to be interested in people's possessions than people. But I'm a friend of the Goldbergs and a psychologist by trade.
Where's Mrs. Goldberg?
Are you going to register a complaint? You're living in this house because Mrs. Goldberg is a tender-hearted woman. And you're forcing the Goldbergs out because you want to show that you're not afraid to act as crudely as you want to. Even if you have been in jail. That's why you're howling at the children. You're trying to act like a man who doesn't have to walk softly because of his past. But you're wasting your time and impressing no one. Face the facts, Mr. Way. The person you have to make terms with doesn't live out here in the world with the rest of us. It's yourself. And you're beginning in the worst of all possible ways by trying to shout so loud that you can't hear your own mind think.
Thank you. Don't forget to send me a bill for your expert advice.
Dr. Cater's little lecture on Mr. Way's character sounded true enough for the moment, but how much of it was caused by Oriane's obvious sympathy for the man? It's a question that Molly's going to find answered one of these days, much to her surprise.